Ready, set, Log Talk Radio.
And then there's Most Complete. Like what you get from Centrum Ultra Men's, the most complete multivitamin for men. It has antioxidants to help support your immunity and nutrients like vitamin D for your colon. Centrum Ultra Men's. Most complete based on number of nutrients among leading men's multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Lori Kane. We women know that having beautiful, natural-looking breasts is essential to our self-esteem, our sex life, and the relationship we have with our significant other. No one knows this better than those of you who have survived breast cancer. In the past, breast reconstruction involved multiple surgeries with substandard results, including many scars and deformities. But today, Dr. Louis Vignes, a board-certified plastic surgeon for over two decades, has perfected an advanced technique which combines the mastectomy and reconstruction into one procedure. You wake up after your mastectomy with fully reconstructed breasts, no need for tissue expanders. You will no longer have to fear deformed breasts after surgery. For those who have already had a mastectomy and are unhappy with the way your breasts look, call Dr. Vignes to discuss a revision. Call 561-655-3305 or go to his website, lavignesmd.com.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or sponsors.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Defending Your Money with your host, Dan Ascani of Ascani Wealth Management. Ascani Wealth Management is located in the Golden Bear Plaza in North Palm Beach. Give Dan a call at 877-578-5788. That's toll-free, 877-578-5788. Or check out the website at www.ascaniwm.com. Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors and is a registered representative of Kovac Securities. Dan can help you with money management, security brokerage services, financial services including financial planning, preservation, estate protection, and much, much more. Over the next hour, Dan will share his wisdom on all of these subjects. Now, here's the host of Defending Your Money, Dan Ascani.
Welcome once again to the Defending Your Money Show, everyone. This is Dan Ascani, and I thank you for joining us. Just remember that this show is all about you as the investor, the consumer, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. And we want to accomplish that by giving you some education on the economy from our view, from what products are out there, and how to deal with the current environment. And we do that partly by drilling down below the surface layer of basic news and information to cut to the chase. Let's get to the bottom of what's happening here and put it all together. And the reason we do that is because when you scroll through the headline news or hear the evening news, the financial news, whatever the case may be, that's all good stuff, but it really doesn't put it all together. For example, this week on the Defending Money Show, I've been going over the interrelationships, intermarket relationships, as to why stocks have been weak the last few months, why treasury bonds have been soaring, which means falling interest rates on the U.S. government side, and why gold has been so strong, even amidst all the talk about potential deflation. Well, if you put all the markets together and learn what that pattern means, and then you look at history, it gives you a better idea of what to expect, and that's important. If you've heard this show before, you know that I advocate becoming a student of history, not because it's any guarantee that history will repeat itself, but you know what they say? History may not repeat itself exactly, but it sure does rhyme, and that's why when economies like ours or the Western economy of the world collapse in a deflationary spiral like we saw in 07, 08, 09 during that collapse, and then deal with the wake of that collapse, that's how you can know how to put these intermarket relationships together and come up with an investment strategy that makes sense. Now, some of that may sound complicated. You may not want to do that. We are financial advisors. We're independent advisors. We manage accounts through one of several clearing firms, depending on where your account is. Fidelity, for example, TD Ameritrade, Pershing. And we're financial advisors that, we're independent. We're not tied to the research or the proprietary products of any particular firm That's why we can be more like a boutique shop where we can flex with what the market's doing. And that's one of our specialties, managing accounts on a fee-based environment through Fidelity, TD Ameritrade, for example, or Pershing. And we use quantitative or market mathematical models on the markets, stocks, interest rates, and gold and commodities, for example, to know when to rebalance our client accounts depending on the market, not the calendar. That's important. That's one of the things that makes us unique. A lot of people rebalance portfolios just because it's the end of a quarter, but that doesn't always work. I've given some examples on how that would not have worked, for example, at the end of the third quarter of 2008, because rebalancing then into a weak stock market environment and strong bond market would have meant that you reallocated into stocks right before the crash of October 2008. Our systems were flashing a big sell then, and we were able to fare pretty well. So you can call our office to get our track record, find out more about our methodology, and also learn more about our defending your money techniques. Our office number, by the way, 877-578-5788, toll free. That's 877-578-5788, toll free. Now let's get to the topic of today's show. We're going to talk a little bit about the markets, and we're going to talk about low interest rates and what that means for you trying to get some decent income into your household. And what I mean by that is I just mentioned Treasury bond and Treasury note yields have fallen almost all summer, and some of them, two-year Treasury notes and five-year Treasury notes, to record lows. The amount of interest the U.S. government pays for those maturities, 2 years, for example, or 5 years, has never been lower. And that means interest rates, which are low to stay, will remain that way. And the bank CD rates you're getting, savings rates, brokerage money market rates, all those are going to remain low for quite some time. Now, this is according to the Fed itself, who has said several times that interest rates will remain low for an extended period. We're in that extended period now, and when we look at what the Federal Reserve is saying, even this week, they're finding more evidence of an economy that's slowing more than they expected. And that means the Federal Reserve, instead of tightening monetary policy and raising interest rates, is likely to not only keep rates low where they are now, but issue more quantitative easing monetary policy to try to stimulate the economy and the banking system. And that means you're going to be dealing with low rates for quite some time. And that's why alternative investment products to the traditional fixed income instruments may be something to consider. And what I mean by that is if you're looking at renewing your bank CD, for example, at 1%, keeping in mind that that's a taxable 1%, and not an inflation hedge by any means. If you're looking at renewing a bank CD, for example, at that rate, 1%, or you're looking at a money market fund that may be about 0.2%, or you're in treasury bills or notes at less than 0.5% or even less than 0.25%, that's not producing much income, and that's going to be that way for a while. So if you look at the array of fixed income investments, you come up with some alternatives that may be worth looking at. And if you also look into some research, like I've talked about on this show before, the benefits of demographic investing, for example, and you put it all together, you may have some alternatives to boosting your income in this low interest rate environment. So when those CDs come up for maturity, do yourself a favor. Give us a call first. Don't renew that CD until you look at the options. Our number, 877-578-5788, toll free. And by looking at the options, you'll be doing yourself a favor, because even though different investments contain varying degrees of risk as well as potential reward potential, you're at least examining the options out there. I've said on this show that I maintain a list of the various fixed income offerings that are out there at any one time. And a lot of times, many of the items on that list are on the back burner, as I call it. For example, preferred stocks, one way to boost your income, because preferred stocks are known to pay higher dividends than common stocks and certainly higher than bank CDs, but there's a certain risk factor there that means that I've got preferred stocks on the back burner. Why is that? Because the stock market is up The Dow is around 10,300, 10,400. Today's close, 10,415. And it's been hovering around there for some time. I would rather buy a preferred stock at a lower price. I think right now there's a lot of risk to investing in preferred stocks, even though they might pay a decent dividend, because if the stock market launches into a correction, like we feel it will, those preferred stocks are going to come under pressure too. So on the list of fixed income investments that I maintain, preferred stocks, maybe a good one after a stock market correction, but they're on the back burner right now. Another one, corporate bonds. Corporate bond yields were very good at the crash low, March 2009, and for a few months after that. Corporate bond yields and even municipal bond yields were very high. There were some municipal bonds going for 9, 10, 11% at the crash low in early 2009. And there were some corporate bonds way up there too, 7, 8, 9, 10%, 11, whatever. But investors in this low interest rate environment dove into those bonds, corporates and munis, locked in those high yields, and they drove the yields down in the process just by the sheer demand for those products. And now, in our opinion, corporate bond yields are a little bit too low. Municipal bond yields are too low for the potential risk of municipal default if the economy gets worse. So those are on the back burner, but still on the fixed income list that I maintain, because you can deal with the risk of corporate bonds in one of several ways. For example, you can ladder the maturities and therefore help cushion the risk involved with corporate bonds. But I still like to buy a corporate bonds when the yields are a little higher than now, so they're on the back burner. Then you keep going down the list. Other investments. We can look at a platform of bank CDs. So we can help you choose CDs even. But if you look at other alternatives, such as unit investment trusts or real estate investment trusts, then you're really getting into potentially higher yields than you can get at bank CDs and even preferred stocks sometimes, but yet with a completely different array of risks versus reward. Now, I'm not saying that a real estate investment trust or unit investment trust offer the same amount of risk as a bank CD. They're generally thought of as having higher risk, these REITs and unit investment trusts. So it's all risk-reward. We're going to be talking about this a little bit more after we come back from the break, because this year, the number one question I get from investors and prospective investors is, how do I boost my income in my investment products? And that's what we're going to talk about more on this show. This is Dan Ascani with the Defending Your Money Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether the stock market will dive again? Are you concerned that another swoon could take away from your retirement and your financial future? Hi, I'm Dan Ascani, host of the Defending Your Money Show and founder of Ascani Wealth Management in North Palm Beach, Florida. For years, I've been managing client accounts using our proven models. I've been a licensed professional for over 25 years and have steered my clients and subscribers through our research through panics, crashes, and medias, including the crash of 87 and the crash of 2008. If you're considering well-researched and experienced money management, I invite you to call us toll-free at 877-578-5788. That's 877-578-5788, toll-free, or go to our website at defendingyourmoney.com for a free, no-obligation portfolio review. You'll be glad you did.
Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors, Inc. and a registered representative of Kovac Securities, member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you worried about whether the stock market will dive again? Are you concerned that another swoon could take away from your retirement and your financial future? Hi, I'm Dan Ascani, host of the Defending Your Money Show and founder of Ascani Wealth Management in North Palm Beach, Florida. For years, I've been managing client accounts using our proven models. I've been a licensed professional for over 25 years and have steered my clients and subscribers through our research through panics, crashes, and medias, including the crash of 87 and the crash of 2008. If you're considering well-researched and experienced money management, I invite you to call us toll-free at 877-578-5788. That's 877-578-5788, toll-free, or go to our website at defendingyourmoney.com for a free, no-obligation portfolio review. You'll be glad you did.
Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors, Inc. and a registered representative of Kovac Securities, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to the Defending Your Money show. This is Dan Ascani. Thank you for joining me. We're talking today about alternatives to low bank CD, treasury, and money market yields, because in this environment, in this economic environment where the Federal Reserve says not only are rates going to be low for an extended period, but they even this week are saying they're seeing signs of substantial economic slowdown, more than they thought would happen. And that means the Fed is probably, very likely even, not going to raise rates anytime soon. We're talking about, I think, well into 2011 before the Fed even makes noises about thinking about raising rates. And even if they did start to raise rates, it would probably be something like when Chairman Greenspan and the Federal Reserve in 2003 began to raise rates off of 1%. That's when the U.S. Federal Reserve had the Fed funds rate at 1%. Now, it's very low. Right now, the Fed funds rate is basically zero. It's between zero and a quarter. That's the Fed's target, and that's where it is. The Fed funds rate ultimately determines other rates, like bank CD rates, mortgage rates, things like that. Not necessarily directly, but when the Fed is that easy, when rates are that low, mortgage rates are low, CD rates are low, et cetera. And that's why you've got to look at alternatives, and that's what we're looking at today. But I want to say first, very important, we're not pushing any particular product. We're registered investment advisor representatives and securities brokers, and we're independent. I'm the founder of Ascani Wealth Management in North Palm Beach, Florida. And by independent, I mean we are not tied to a particular firm or wirehouse. We're not tied to their research or their proprietary products. In fact, we manage money for clients who have accounts at one of several major clearing firms, such as Fidelity, TD Ameritrade, or Pershing, and that means that we're not stuck with the product line of any one of those firms. We can go elsewhere, and that's very important in this environment, because what we want to do is match up your investment goals and your level of risk tolerance with investment products that are out there. And that's why on this show I periodically talk about special situations, like right now when rates are so low that you probably don't want to renew those bank CD rates at 1% or less. And if you go out to get 2%, you got to go out 5 years or more. And who knows what the inflation rate's going to be in 5 years. It's probably not going to be this low. So your bank CD rate is not going to be an inflation hedge. And also, it's going to be taxable income. So what are you keeping out of a 1 or 1.5 or 2% bank CD rate for several years? Now, that's a different degree of safety, relative safety or risk, than some of the alternatives I'm going to talk about. So understand that. That when you boost your income, by nature, the investment you're in is likely to be riskier, and that's the trade-off. But look at the trade-off. I've never seen such a wide spread between, for example, Fed-controlled Fed funds rates, the Fed funds rate, which is 0 to 0.25%, or Treasury bill rates, which are a fraction of a percent. Sometimes they go to zero, or two-year Treasury notes, less than 0.5% interest per year. Give your money to the government for 2 years, you only get 0.5% or less per year. But then we look at some of the investment products I was talking about, some of the alternatives before this. If they're right for you, and they're not right for everyone, but if they're right for you as part of your portfolio, you can boost that income, that yield, substantially above the rate of a CD. For example, most real estate investment trusts pay between 6 and 7.25%, even 7.5%. And many of them are tax deferred, and that is huge, because that's like a municipal bond where you have a tax deferred rate. The taxable equivalent of 6 or 7%, a real estate investment trust, is more like 10 or 11%, depending on your tax bracket. So something worth considering. And the way we do it is, first of all, we stayed away from real estate investment trusts for years. Why? Because the real estate market was in a bubble, and I just didn't want to recommend that to clients, to get caught in that bubble, because when you invest in real estate, obviously if prices collapse, that's going to hurt your investment. But most real estate investment trusts that we're looking at now are relatively new offerings, maybe starting in 08, 09. They've made just a few purchases so far. They're perhaps $250 million to $1 billion or two offerings. They're going out across the country and getting the best deals after the real estate collapse and setting up an income stream from properties such as apartment buildings and the taking advantage of the government's, the IRS's, accelerated depreciation offered to apartment building owners. So a real estate investment trust is like a mutual fund. It's a pool of investments, only in this case it's real estate. And they typically have a theme, like apartment buildings. A real estate investment trust offering may just go out and buy apartment buildings 5 years or less old and that have a certain occupancy rate, a certain vacancy rate, and that can be financed at a certain level or just purchased for cash. That's one advantage of a real estate investment trust. When it's funded, they typically don't even need financing. They can just use the investor money, and that's what it's for. The mandate from investors is to buy real estate according to the theme of that trust, for example, apartment buildings, and set up rental flows. That's the key. It's the rental flows you want, and that's what ultimately pays typically 6%, 7%, 7.5%, depending on the real estate investment trust and the theme. Now, there's different kinds of real estate investment trusts. There's those that invest in apartment buildings. There's those that may be a healthcare REIT. Real estate investment trusts are called REITs. They may have a healthcare theme where they're buying medical office buildings, nursing facilities, assisted living facilities, and they're going to stick to that theme. Then there's others that buy office space, commercial office space, and perhaps that lease to big clients like Walgreens, Home Depot, et cetera. You pick the theme, whatever's right for you. And as your financial advisor, I would certainly help in that decision. In fact, I'd make a recommendation once I got to know your goals and your level of risk tolerance and what you need, because as I said earlier, we're independent financial advisors and securities brokers, so we're not pushing any particular product. Our income is not dependent on pushing a particular product. We can get you anything out there that's consistent with your level of risk tolerance, your financial goals, and that's what's important. Because in the end, if you're not satisfied, if your goals are not satisfied, or at least the proper investments that seek to achieve those goals that you need, if that doesn't occur, then you're perhaps in the wrong investment or with the wrong advisor. So you may want to give me a call for a second opinion. I'm going to take a look at your portfolio. I'll tell you the level of risk you're taking, and I'm talking about objectively. Typically what's used in the industry is standard deviation. It's basically for the risk, for the amount of returns you're expecting out of your portfolio. What risk are you taking objectively, numerically, that is, and how does that risk change as the financial market environment changes? We'll take a look at your portfolio. I'll tell you what level of risk you're taking. You can communicate your goals and level of risk tolerance to me. We can get to know each other. I'll give you a second opinion. It never hurts to get a second opinion. That's why we offer an extensive free portfolio review. That's different than most advisors, because what we're going to tell you not only is the level of risk you're taking, but how that risk changed, for example, during the crash and economic meltdown we just went through, and what would happen if that kind of thing occurs again. Because there are ways to manage the risk in your portfolio to cushion the blow of another meltdown if that does happen in the country. So it's important to take a look at your portfolio. I'm going to give you that portfolio review, and I'm going to give you a brochure also just for calling. The brochure is called The Benefits of Demographic Investing. It's put out by Grubb & Ellis Equity Advisors. They're a real estate investment company. They put out some great generic research. And the reason The Benefits of Demographic Investing is a good bit of research to look into is because it's going to tell you the answers to three essential questions. Who are the dominant population groups in this country right now? What are the essential needs of each group? And where are these groups living? Where are they working? And to where are they moving? Those demographic answers can really tell you a lot about where you might want to invest part of your portfolio when seeking to boost your income. For example, it used to be that the population centers and the migration patterns were concentrated in the Northeast a lot. Now there's movement away from there to toward Texas and the Sun Belt states, mostly Texas. So when you look at some of the reports of what happened to real estate in this country the last few years, and you look at Texas, which is seeing population growth, you'll see much less damage, a much lower rate of descent in Texas for real estate than other places of the country. And believe me, that's important. And if there's population influx into that area, then you may want to consider the risks versus potential rewards of a real estate investment trust investing in real estate in that Texas area. So demographic investing is going to answer those three essential questions: who, what, and where, dominant population groups, migration patterns, and so forth. And it's a simple brochure. You don't have to get esoteric about it. It's just a simple brochure. It's going to introduce you to the concept. It's called The Benefits of Demographic Investing. Give me a call at the office, 877-578-5788, toll free for your free Benefits of Demographic Investing brochure. That number again, 877-578-5788, toll free, The Benefits of Demographic Investing. This is Dan Ascani with the Defending Your Money show. There are all kinds of things we can help you with on this educational show, especially defending, building, and preserving your wealth. Whether you're a consumer, investor, a business, or all of the above, there's something you can perhaps glean from this show. So be sure to tune in every day at 5 p.m. Eastern or on our website, defendingyourmoney.com. This is Dan Ascani. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Defending Your Money with your host, Dan Ascani of Ascani Wealth Management, located in the Golden Bear Plaza in North Palm Beach. Now it's time for you to take action. Give Dan a call and set up your free consultation, 877-578-5788. That's toll free, 877-578-5788. Or check out the website at www.ascaniwm.com. That's ASCANIWM.com. And join us every day at this same time for Defending Your Money with your host, Dan Ascani, on AM 740 WSBR, South Florida's Money Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed in this sponsored program is strictly related to post case and callers and not necessarily those of the station, staff members, and their sponsors.
Featuring the very best in business broadcasting, you are listening to AM 740 WSBR, South Florida's only Money Talk Radio.
Does it scare you to know that bed bugs are real? Or that termites cause billions of dollars in property damage? Does it frighten you to know that cockroaches contribute to asthma? Well, it shouldn't. What should really scare you is not knowing these things. Because knowing about household pest threats is the best way to prevent them. And it's a lot less scary than the prospect of learning about them the hard way. This message brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Learn more at pestworld.org.
The opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, staff, members, or sponsors.
This is Capital Concept with Jeff Shuler, brought to you by Liberty International Financial Services. This radio show is a no-holds-barred, no-nonsense breakdown of every area of the financial market. Liberty International is committed to helping you to protect and grow your assets. If you have questions about the broadcast, call 954-202-9491 or go online to www.lifs.info. And now, here's Jeff Shuler.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Capital Concepts. I'm Jeff Shuler, Director of Research, Chief Operating Officer at Liberty National Financial Services and its family of companies, including Liberty International Real Estate Partners, which is, as I mentioned yesterday, really starting to move and expand with its brokerage unit. If you're an agent and looking for a fresh place to start, looking to expand your horizons. If you're an insurance agent looking to do the same thing, give us a call because we are definitely growing in those areas. We have a couple of spots available in each and could actually have a couple more people in the metals side as well. All areas are doing exceptionally well. And starting next week, we are also going to offer consumer loans. I believe it's up to $20,000 to start. Rates, I think it's in the eights. We'll know more about that or give you more information next week as that starts up. So for people that are in need and not just looking for investments, we're having something for everyone. And that's, again, it's part and parcel of what we're trying to accomplish here at Liberty International. I'm going to talk a bit more about the real estate in the second part of today's program, so some of the philosophies that we have, where we're trying to go with it, some of the tenets that we use to guide ourselves in building what we consider a proper real estate portfolio that is designed to diminish risk, maximize returns, especially in these extremely challenging times. Volume has been exceptionally light on the markets, and we've talked about this and not getting so scrabble, you know, jumping up and down when the market goes up. Volume was lighter than normal for August, and it's lighter in September. And people say, well, Jim, what do you mean by that? In the first five trading days, September consolidated trading volume at the New York Stock Exchange was down 31% for the same period last year. August, also down 31% for the same time last year. Why is that happening? Now, it's really hedge funds, institutions, and high-frequency traders. It's pretty much who does the trading today. But when you don't have belief, you don't have trading. And when you have light trading, you can have more volatility on nothing, on simply momentum. And if the momentum goes a little bit one way, it could dip, and you get a flip. And that's pretty much what we've seen happening. Now, today in the metals market, we've seen a couple of things. Gold, profit-taking, down $11.20 at $12.44. It had to run to a new high and took profits. Silver, down 16 cents after breaking $20 for the third time in as many days. It closed at 1974. The question is going to be, and the answer is going to our clients, of course, does the failure of silver to maintain $20 when it breaks it, in a third time failure, does that mean it's going to pull back? If so, how far does it pull back? Platinum, down 7 at 1546, palladium off a dollar at 521 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Index up 21.23 at 10,415.24. NASDAQ up 733 at 22.3620. S&P 500 up 531 at 1104.18. Now, all these indices were much higher during the day. They were lower during the day. They ended up on a bit of a bounce. Transports, though, were down 1233 at 43.8807. Over in Tokyo, the Nikkei was up 73.79 at 9,098.39. Oil off 66 cents a barrel. It closed at $74.01. The dollar up 0.11 at 82.69. It was up against the euro, the Swiss franc, the British pound, and the ruble. It was down against the Canadian and the Aussie dollar again, down against the South African Kruger rand, down against the renminbi, the yen, the rupee, and Mexico. Now, where did a lot of this come from? Well, Nouriel Roubini was out again saying that stimulus programs are not longer boosting the economy. Growth will come to a standstill for the remainder of the year and feel like a return to recession. He said a technical double dip may not occur, but it won't matter. The current consensus of meager gross domestic product growth won't even be matched. And that in itself will provide more trouble for the financial markets. It will be a vicious circle because the economy is going to surprise to the downside. So the stock market is going to correct. Credit spreads are going to widen. It will be a negative effect on consumption investment. The cost of capital is going to rise, and then you have another shock to the real economy, ending in a vicious cycle in which you can go off a cliff. He said third quarter GDP is likely to be closer to 1% than the 2.5% the consensus is predicting. I agree. 100%. I'm looking at 1% for the third quarter, and the fourth quarter, lower than that. This is already a growth recession. He said the second half of the year is going to be worse than the first because the tailwinds to growth become headwinds. He said that before. Rabin said a payroll tax cut financed by a tax on wealthy individuals would help generate growth and subsidize the demand for labor. I'm not sure that that would do it, though. A payroll tax cut financed by a tax on business. Wealthy individuals are business owners. So you can tax them and then tell them that they don't have to pay as much taxes for their employees. It's not going to be enough. And it's not going to help small that's not going to help small and medium-sized businesses. There's not enough economy to scale. You'd have to have a whopping drop, not only in payroll taxes, but you'd have to have companies with hundreds of employees at the very least in order for them to consider hiring at least another 10 employees based upon the savings. I mean, think about it. If I've got a payout on payroll taxes, what really is the equivalent of no more than 10% of what I pay an employee? That means I'll have enough savings for every 10, maybe, just to break even. And that would be a short-term thing. So, and then my taxes are going to go up at the same time. So I don't see where it is. How many? If I've got 50 employees, I'm going to hire what, two or three? No, it just doesn't make any sense. And he said that will reduce labor costs and drive spending far better than some other tax proposals. Yes, it's better than the other proposals that I'm seeing. I would say, forget the tax, just do the payroll tax cut. End of stimulus measures such as the cash for clunkers and home buyer tax credit, which acted as short-term boosts to the economy, will now act as drags. Because people already went and did their cars, so why are they going to do it now? They already bought the home based upon the tax credits. They're not going to flip it. Economists say this type of program is usually just borrowed demand from the future. Exactly. Providing short-term benefits, but also detrimental to the long-term. With auto and home sales have tumbled since the tax credits have gone away. Interesting. Interesting question came up today. The executive producer of Fast Money, John Malloy. The standard Poor's Fund Index dipped more than 6% from its August low 2 weeks ago, with credit being given to some slightly better expected employment figures. But, man, some of Wall Street thinks something else is happening. A Republican revolution saying that in trade contract, there's a contract that predicts these things. You can actually place bets on this thing. Say Republican...